About a dozen campsites sprang up this summer at the former Subport property off Egan Drive. Wynne Menefee, deputy director of the Trust Land Office, says the property needs to be cleared of trespassers by September 5th.
We have a growing number of complaints about impacts from the homeless camp, and it's not just on the Mental Health Trust property right there. It has expanded. But we also are trying to help these people transition to a different location.
The Mental Health Trust has reached out to the city and social care agencies about relocating people in advance of the deadline.
We have been working up to this transition, but we're trying to do it in a way that it gives the people that are residing at the homeless camp the ability to move in a dignified fashion over something else.
The city estimates about a dozen people have been living on the two-acre parcel. The land trust is in talks to sell an adjacent parcel and wants the area cleaned up. Deputy City Manager Mila Cosgrove says the city is trying to make the transition as seamless as possible.
We recognize that folks are camped out there, and our goal would be to connect them in with other services available in the community.
She says the city is considering extending operation of the city-run campground south of downtown that normally closes in mid-October due to avalanche danger.
We still have space available in the Thane campground, so in terms of a sort of a like environment, that also exists.
Social care agencies have said the lack of transport to the Thane campground, which lies 2 miles down an unlit road, makes it unsuitable for homeless people with disabilities. Shelter space is also at a premium. The Glory Hole, a downtown shelter and soup kitchen, has been running above capacity.
It's not unusual in the winter for us to sleep, you know, over capacity, but it's definitely very unusual for this time of the year. Definitely creates a pretty stressful atmosphere.
That's Executive Director Maria Lovischuk. She says 46 people were housed overnight Thursday in the 40-bed shelter, and clearing the camp will likely increase pressure.
You know, they would certainly not turn anybody away due to lack of space, but it will be pretty hard to house more people.
Earlier this year, the Juneau Assembly passed an ordinance prohibiting camping on private property in the downtown core. After some homeless people moved onto public property, including Marine Park, Juneau police officers began enforcing park hours. There may be some relief to Juneau's homelessness crisis. The 32-bed Housing First apartment complex is due to open next month. It's designed to house Juneau's most vulnerable homeless residents. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.